This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 6 mass killings in the U.S. in the past 3 weeks. The AP's Donna Warder reports on the tragic killings in California's Half Moon Bay area.
This mass shooting happened Monday in San Mateo County at 2 agricultural facilities. At a news conference carried by KGO, Sheriff Christina Corpus said the gunman shot and killed 4 people and wounded a 5th at a farm on the outskirts of Half Moon Bay, then killed 3 other people at a location several miles away. Corpus says the suspect is 67-year-old Chun Li Zhao, who's believed to be a worker at one of the facilities.
Zhao was taken into custody without incident.
Police have not determined a motive for the shootings.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna has a lot of questions after a gunman killed 11 people at a dance hall in Monterey Park on Saturday. The gunman killed himself as police moved in on him.
Did he plan this? Was it the day of? Was it a week before? What drove a madman to do this? We don't know.
The sheriff was heard there on ABC 7, Los Angeles. And yet another shooting, this one at a gas station in Oakland, California. One person killed, 7 others wounded last night. No arrests yet. Overseas, Poland is asking Germany to approve the transfer of its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, where they can help fight Russia's invasion. Amazon will now have a prescription drug discount program. RX Pass will be a subscription service for customers who have Prime memberships. Amazon said people will pay $5 a month to fill as many prescriptions as they need from a list of about 50 generic medications. Oscar nominations will be announced at 8:30 Eastern Time this morning. Some movies are expected to rack up several nominations. This is AP News. Now to an Israeli group and its fundraising in the U.S. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
An extreme Israeli group has taken root in the U.S. with a fundraising bid. According to findings by the Associated Press and the Israeli investigative platform Shomrin, Shalom Azirich, which raises funds for Jewish extremists convicted in some of the country's most notorious hate crimes, is collecting tax-exempt donations from Americans. Records in the case suggest that Israel's far right is gaining a new foothold in the U.S. An overseas fundraising arrangement has made it easier for Shalom Azirich to collect money from Americans who can make their contributions through the U.S. nonprofit with a credit card and claim a tax deduction. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 254 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.